This is John in Greenwich, and you're listening to Dave in the City on Locks of the Week Radio.
Coast to coast, internet sports talk, Locks of the Week.
Doc Rivers continues to time and time again not get it when it comes to getting...
Let him play!
And it comes time, we know how Lincoln dies, you know, a tough spot with a bullet.
And as I speak to you, they're showing a Mongo USA fan at the World Baseball Classic, chanting USA.
Actually, this Super Bowl Dave is a lock.
Ooh.
First thing you've got to mention here is the additions of Syracuse and Pitts, which is like adding two turds to a lawn.
No one puts the WGCs in the Players' Championship anywhere on the same level as a major fight. So chill out with that.
I actually never knew what meme was, and I always thought it was just MA. And
I wonder what it is like living out there on Saturn.
She was gorgeous, man. This girl was really good looking. And I'm like, holy, is that so-and-so? And I'm seeing him doing a body shot off her, and he's hammered. He turns around, he's like, I love this place.
You know, round apple with the Orioles lettering on it.
They should put the Orioles one in the river.
From Los Angeles, this is Dave in the City, brought to you by Locks of the Week Radio. Now, here's Dave Medina.
Good evening, sports fans, and a pleasure to have you here for the big Wednesday show. Good to have you with us from Santa Monica tonight on another Dave videocast coming to you straight from my microphone. Good to have you with us once again. We are at blogtalkradio.com/Dave in the City, and we are also at DITCOW. So good to have you aboard. I said that three times already, but nervous jitters, kind of like Brazil yesterday, but nervous in a good way and not in the way that you'll give up seven goals. So, well, good. There's a lot to cover tonight, an insane amount of sports topics. So we invite you to join us on the telephones, 424-258-9251. It's going to be an open phones hour here on the program, and we will certainly get going with that. But if you do have a topic for us, let us know. We're also going to be looking, we're going to keep the door wide open for our friend the Marquis, who could be just in the shadows waiting for us to report from his farm and tell us about his plans for Tankapalooza in, I forget the year, it's probably 2018. In hour two, we've got Kevin on the Cape and random questions. And I see these pauses are so I can type in these titles. It's really, really exciting. I'm like Tank, you know, when he does like spots and then he's just like watching ESPN.com or something like that. But please give us a call, 424-258-9251. We will chat with you throughout the course of the first hour. We'll try to go through the whole hour without taking a break. And there's a lot of material tonight, so that won't be an issue. And then in hour two, Kevin on the Cape joins us for random questions. We also have word that our friend Umar in Rockland could join us if anything breaks in the NBA tonight. Right now, there's no news that's breaking in the NBA. It's like nothing going on that's tangible. But there are anywhere between three or four guys that could switch teams this week. So it's a huge week in the NBA. Really huge. I can't wait to get into all that. I also wanted to have a small monologue about women and iPhones. But I think we will do that a quarter of the hour if nothing else happens tonight. Seriously, this is a huge NBA week. LeBron has been rumored to go anywhere from New York to Cleveland, back to Miami, or even to the Lakers. And if he goes to the Lakers, I mean, come on. I mean, I love it. I mean, that'd be great. But I mean, that's just not fair, man. I mean, I can't even imagine that. I can't imagine him going to Cleveland. I don't even know where this is coming from. I mean, you know, you see like, oh, they're moving things to Cleveland. And it's like, so what? And it's just like they're moving things to... I really should just prepare these, have some lackey do these titles, but they're preparing these things for, they're moving Ferraris to Cleveland because he likes cars. He's there. It's good stuff. I mean, I'm amazed that people think, oh, any sign of anything going to Cleveland is an indicator that absolutely LeBron James is going to sign with them in the off season. I just think that's silly. I mean, it's just no way that I can see that happening. And so I'm gonna have to say I don't really know where it comes from. I really think that a lot of this has to do with ESPN drumming up the storyline because they want this to happen. It's really more of a case of the media wanting LeBron to go back to Cleveland because it would be a great story. He's returning home. He's reconciling with his owner, and the fans are going to forgive him and all that stuff. That's nice, but it's not realistic right now. I think the Heat certainly could give him – I'm not saying that they're necessarily going to have unlimited money to give him, but you certainly give him a chance. I mean – I know that their offseason transactions are earth-shattering. They got Danny Granger and Josh McRoberts, and people are like, oh, this Josh McRoberts guy is so good. Like, dude, I saw him on the Lakers. He's all right. I mean, I didn't think he was that great. I didn't know what the big deal there was. That was kind of ridiculous. So I don't know where that comes from. I mean, I just think it's more of the media wanting it to happen than it actually happening. I mean, I can see where they could do it. Like, in terms of finance, I can see that happening, but I just don't see it. I mean, and the other moves, LeBron to L.A., Bosch to Houston, Chandler Parsons to Dallas, and that, I just saw that tweet just a few hours ago. I mean, all of this waits on LeBron. The whole thing is waiting on LeBron James to make a decision. Which is fine. I mean, that's perfectly all right because he is a game changer. He's going to change a lot of stuff. Like, I understand that completely. It totally makes sense. So, you know, I'm just a little confused by the whole thing. I'm just like, people really gave Cleveland a very, you know, it's just like something people kicked around and had fun with, like, for the last 3 months. And all of a sudden, people, they make a move. Like, they clear some cap space and make a big trade with the Celtics and some other team. And then it's just like, all of a sudden, everybody's like, he's totally going to Cleveland now. It's like, I don't get it. I mean, just like, calm down. I guess that's my point. It's just like, goodness gracious. I mean, it's just nuts. I mean, so I'm not saying that it can't happen. I'm not saying that it won't happen. But what I am saying is that it's just silly to make that kind of a claim. And people acting like it's like really tangible evidence of it happening because his Ferraris are going to his house. He has an off-season home in the Cleveland metro area. I mean, so it really is as simple as that. I'm not really sure where that goes. Now, let's say that this does happen. LeBron signs with a different team. And again, he could sign with a different team, but that different team could be the Knicks, or that different team could be the Bulls. Maybe it wouldn't be the Bulls, but... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I don't want to tweak your team, Oomsies, but it just happens. I'm really sorry. I love the Bulls. I think the Bulls are great. He banned me from the show. He's never going to come on now. But anyway, seriously, I think they're really great. I mean, Thibodeau's a terrific coach and all that stuff. And, you know, if Derrick Rose were to play again... Yeah, that's a tough team, but anyway, that's beside the point. I think that the odds are LeBron probably just goes back to Miami. He had a meeting with Pat Riley earlier tonight in Vegas, and that's a good place for a meeting. I mean, if you want a meeting, you definitely want to meet with blackjack tables nearby and all that stuff. It's a good get. So I mean, if I were gonna have an important meeting, I would want it in Vegas too, so that if things went really well, I could put it all on the craps table and have a good time with that, or a blackjack table, have a good time with that too. So I totally get it. But I think that meeting may settle things out. Pat Riley is a master negotiator. I grant you, he didn't do anything spectacular for the offseason, except for the pickup of Shabazz Napier on draft night. That was great. That was really great. It was good stuff. But I still think the pieces are in place. If LeBron leaves Miami, obviously the Heat are never going to be that good for years to come. They will never be anywhere close to that good. I totally get it. But I think he's going to be all right. I think they're fine. I think we're good to go. So then you have the situation with Carmelo Anthony. And his next destination could be any number of places. I think the odds are that he'll probably end up back in the New York Metro and just re-sign with the Knicks because the Knicks can offer the most money. The Lakers have a max offer on the table, but their max, I don't know exactly, I don't think this is called a max, but it was some number that was less than 100 mil for about 4 years, something like that, to give Carmelo Anthony. And I thought that seems like, it's obviously not as big a deep contract, but it's an attractive market for Carmelo Anthony because he lives there anyway. His wife is there. The Hollywood, the entire movie industry is there. So a lot of marketing opportunities staying in Hollywood. And same for New York, too. But certainly, he's already got the home and everything. He's certainly comfortable there. It would make sense for him to have a stay in L.A. The one who seems to be pushing the hardest for Carmelo Anthony going to the Los Angeles Lakers is Kobe Bryant. And that doesn't surprise anybody. They both have been good friends. Kobe and him played really well on the Olympic team. Kobe has continued to vouch for their chemistry together. And again, it's one thing to do it for the Olympics, but to do it on the Lakers, we'll see. Because again, they're the same guy. I mean, they both take a lot of shots. The only difference is Carmelo plays off the ball and Kobe plays on the ball. He always has the ball. So now that might work. That might work, but I'm skeptical. I have reason to be skeptical. They both need a lot of shots to be successful. And if either one's having a lot of shots, that means the other one's not having a lot of shots. I mean, it's common sense. So I don't know why the most casual of the Laker fans would love it. Like, oh, yeah, Kobe and Melo and Powell. Oh, you're coming back. Oh, and I think that sounds good. But it's just like, who's going to get the shots? Are they going to wait, hope on Kobe, like wrecking an ankle or something, and then Carmelo can get the shots? I'm not really following that. Seriously, I don't really know where that one's going. At the beginning of these rumors, where people thought that Carmelo Anthony was a potential Laker candidate, I thought this is so ridiculous that the Lakers have no shot at winning anything next year. But as time wore on, I said, you know what? This probably is the best shot for the Lakers to be relevant next season, because again, all the most useful players on the team are old. Powell is old, Kobe is old, and Steve Nash is old. And people are acting like he's going to play useful minutes next year. I certainly have my doubts there. And Kobe's old. We don't know how healthy he really is. He seems to indicate that he's very healthy, so I'm going to take his word for it, and I will give him the benefit of the doubt. But if he ends up playing serious minutes, that's good. That's good. But again, that also means if he plays serious minutes, that other people are not going to get the shots. And I think Carmelo is among those people. So that's why I was thinking, how successful can he even be? If he's going to get less shots, Carmelo's scoring average will be probably around like 15 to 20 points a game max. So I was thinking, is that in his best interest? And if he just likes the Lakers that much, and if the Lakers end up winning a whole lot of games from that, then fair enough. But I don't see that happening. I mean, where's the chemistry going to come from? But I do think that Carmelo would work well with a lot of teams. I mean, I don't think Carmelo is... See, the common misconception is that, Carmelo is a team cancer. He's not a cancer. It's just that the way he plays doesn't fit well for winning basketball in today's era. But he's not like a bad guy. He's not like a selfish guy. He certainly is a friendly guy. Seems like a good dude. So it's really nothing like that. It's just that that's just the way he plays. Like he just takes a lot of shots, and that's what ends up happening most of the time. And they basically depend on him scoring a lot in order to really have a successful run. But part of that also is the fact that he doesn't have supporting players around it. But that's also chicken and egg argument. Is the fact that he needs all those guys, that he needs to take a lot of shots because he doesn't have help? Or is the fact that he doesn't have help because he takes a lot of shots? Nobody knows. And you get guys in radio who are on both sides of that ledger. And I totally get it. I just don't, I mean, it's just not a concrete thing at this point. But Melo in LA, I mean, if you had to put me on the spot and say, do I want him in Los Angeles? I'd say no. Because the Lakers need to get younger. They need help in the backcourt. And seriously, they've got to get better team speed. Guys that can penetrate the paint. And Melo does like none of that stuff. Like he's an outside shooter, wing scorer. And not only that, but he doesn't play good defense. So I think neither Kobe at this point, but you get the idea. I mean, they need guys that can compete athletically with the rest of the NBA. That includes the Spurs. That includes what was the Heat. We'll see what about them next year. That includes a lot of teams. That includes, let's think, who is another good athletic team? Let's see. Oh, Oklahoma City, yeah. Like teams like that, they will run the floor on you. I mean, that's the future of the NBA right now, and the Lakers are trying to get back on track in that arena, but we'll see. So that's basically where we're at right now. Carmelo probably isn't even going to go to LA. He's most likely going to sign again with the Knicks. And, you know, and again, like as I was saying, as far as the Lakers, I mean, if Melo was in the Knicks, that wouldn't be the end of the world either. I mean, I know that he would take up like most of the cap, but he would easily be the best player on the team. And I think if you got the right guys around him, you don't have to pay a lot of money. You know, guys like Patty Mills on the Spurs, how much money is he getting? I mean, he's not really getting a whole lot of money. So stuff like that happens. Get ancillary players, supporting players, good shooters. You don't have to pay like $10 million a year for a good shooter. You could do like two or three or five. I mean, at the most, veterans exception, probably like six. So it can totally happen. I remember Ron Artest came to the Lakers and he got the vets exception. At least that first year it was great. I mean, the next like four was down. It was borderline abysmal at the end of that. But you know, he without him, I don't know if the Lakers win the championship in 2010. I mean, his defense was that good. It was really good. I mean, yeah, offense is inconsistent, sure. But he was a great spirit. Loved that guy to death in the interviews. And his defense, it did the job, man. It was good defense. So that's your key. So LeBron, where to? I mean, I think on this particular podcast tonight, I definitely want to talk about the World Cup. But I think we'll save the World Cup stuff for the bottom of the hour, because I think right now the pressing issue is the NBA. And granted, we have nothing to report. I mean, we're just talking about pieces moving into place, but nobody making a move. It's just, that's kind of funny because, like, you know, I was really hoping for one of these guys to make a move. But I realized that none of this was going to happen until LeBron made a decision. Go figure. By the way, the original decision, you know, that televised event on ESPN and all that, that took place a couple days ago. I mean, it took place in 2010 on this date 2 days ago, if that makes any sense. So, like, on the Tuesday, the 7th, back in 2010, he made that decision. And it was ridiculed and derided by many people. And that was really the beginning of a new era for that guy. And he had a lot to prove, and he proved it. He won the championships and everything. He's ready to go. But, you know, it's kind of interesting. Like, if LeBron does go to a different team, if he goes to any, you know, if he doesn't gut it out with the Heat, because the Heat are old. I'm clearly, they need a lot of help. They need to have some changes, and they're getting him. That's a give Pat Riley some credit there. But if it came to all those, if you're getting all those kind of changes, marginal changes, but if you're getting a team that's certainly seen better days, a team that's probably not going to win a championship as they are right now, a team that really needs some big adjustments. Yeah, I mean, it stands to reason that, you know, that's, you can't continue to build your championship legacy right away unless you make some the right moves. And I think LeBron strikes me as a guy that probably wants more of a sure thing, or at least something with more upside. So if he goes to another team, if he goes to the Cavs, which have some lots of young players like Kyrie Irving and now Andrew Wiggins on the same team, and Anthony Bennett, who's a joke, but nonetheless, I mean, former number one pick, whatever. You know, that makes you think that the Cavaliers might be a good situation for him. But it also gives me the idea that he's a front runner. Because back in the day when players were on teams, you know, the team they had was a team that they had. And granted, he's a free agent, so that's fine. I mean, obviously, he's out of the right to go wherever he wants, but, you know, seemed like he had a good situation in Miami. If he just suddenly leaves that, even though they've already gone to a couple of finals, and they've won a couple of finals, they went to four finals. I mean, it would seem like that would be a pretty good resume, and LeBron could try to recruit guys to come and join him to continue that legacy. You know, that's kind of the idea. But it does make me think about, you know, it really does. It really makes me think, what do we have going as far as that is concerned? We have a telephone caller here, 845 area code. I don't think this is the junk band, but let's go ahead and bring him on here on the program. Welcome into the city. Who am I speaking to tonight?
David, I want to slap your butt cheeks.
Oh, I know who this is. It's our good friend Umar in Rockland. What's going on, buddy?
There's another clown. I'm just going to hang up and listen after making a couple of comments.
Okay.
All right. Do I moan and groan about the Bulls now or later? Do I wait until it's official?
It's your call, my friend. It's your floor.
I'll wait till it's official. You know, I don't want to reverse jinx it. You know, I got to think on it.
Full disclosure. I have always said that LeBron's going to go back to Miami, and Melo's going back to the Knicks. I feel pretty confident Melo's going back to the Knicks, given all the reports that came out today. And the amount of money that the Knicks are offering him. I'm actually shocked that LeBron might actually go back to Cleveland. I got to say, I'm pretty shocked.
Yeah. It's pretty it's hard to think about. Unfathomable, right?
Well, here's the other thing. If they're able to pull off a Kevin Love trade, which I don't think they can, but if they're giving up Andrew Wiggins to get Kevin Love... Kevin Love, LeBron, and Kyrie Irving, that's a pretty solid big three for the next, like, 10 years. And I think Cleveland's the way to go here because you're going to be with young stars where LeBron's now the elder statesman. And, I think that's probably the way to go. Wade has kind of fallen apart. He's not a superstar. Bosh just shoots threes. You know, there's nothing much he's going to do. I'm actually shocked. I always felt he'd go back to Cleveland, but I figured it would be late in his career where he just wants to win a championship and be the hero guy and, reconcile things with that city. I didn't think it would be after 4 years.
Yeah, it seems sudden, doesn't it? I mean, they just came off an NBA Finals. I didn't think they were that far. I mean, I know that they're old and they've got things to do, but it does strike me as a little bit of a surprise that this is it, that we're this deep into the possibility of him going to Cleveland. I mean, I guess you could say at this point, unlike, you know, we thought about, like I said, 3 months ago, that this has some legs. And I'm just wondering what made this happen. Like, why does it seem like he's motivated to try something different?
And I was thinking that because back in 2010 in that Eastern Conference semifinals against the Celtics, you know, they were just overmatched, and you could just see it on his face that he was doing everything he possibly could, and you know he didn't have the teammates around him to win a championship, and you can just see it on his face. I didn't get that sense in this finals. I know they were, you know, the columnists out there, they were writing all the stories about it, saying, oh yeah, you know, here he is again having no help. I just think they ran into a team that was deeper, faster, better. And they kind of got their butts whooped by the Spurs. If it weren't for that game two fourth quarter by the Spurs, they could have swept them. Yeah. They were just so overmatched. And you mentioned before how the Heat had, they've signed Josh McRoberts, and these are not earth shattering moves or anything. But I think the Spurs showed, you know, you need depth. You know, you can't just win with 2-3 superstars, unless those superstars are, as a good friend of ours would say, unless superstars are superstars. Because when superstars are superstars, they're superstars. They're just not stars. They're superstars.
Oh, that never gets... Now, are you legally allowed to use audios on the phone? Or is CBS going to dock you for that now? I was always wondering about that. Like, if you called in...
I'm not sure, but if the call drops off, just assume someone bars into my house and took me. And if I am behind bars and I'm not able to tweet anymore, please do tweet to the Chicago Bulls Twitter account to let them know to amnesty Carlos Boozer.
Oh, man. This has been a lifelong campaign at this point. Like, we're like 3 years into this campaign. Where is this guy?
I'm four years into this campaign. And the Bulls are going to strike out here again because they rolled out the red carpet for Carmelo. They're not going to get Carmelo. They're not. I pray to God they don't overpay for Lance Stephenson. They're just going to, you know, they're going to re-sign Kirk Heinrich and average 75 points a game and try to win every game, 75 to 74.
Yeah, that's been their MO for a while, and they do play great defense, but it's definitely an interesting call. As we say goodbye to our friend, not Umar, I'm talking about our friend Coach, who's on the way out the door, off to bigger things. If not this hour, then perhaps bigger things the next hour. All right, let's go ahead and bring in our. I have a special guest to join us here today, Umar, and or tonight, and. I believe this is our friend Jared in Connecticut, who you know as Rollins College for Life. Jared, is that you? How's it going tonight?
This is the CBS sports lawyer. Is there a man on your phone right now that we can speak to real quick, please? Thank you.
You got us good. You got us good, buddy.
We're bringing the band back together.
Dave, what's up, guys?
Good to be here. Not much. It's a pleasure to hear from you, my friend. I mean, oh my gosh, yeah, it's just like old times again, isn't it, fellas?
This is really good. I like your little setup on YouTube. This is very professional. It looks as professional as anything I've seen on Fox Sports 2. It's unbelievable what you got going on.
And you can find it. That's the best part. I mean, that's the best. Thanks very much, man.
You get the same reach as FS2 is there. So, Ooms, how's it going? How's the little one? Good?
What's going on, trades? Little one's good. You'll probably hear kids in the background, and then I'll just, cut me off. I can't be on the speakerphone,
I hear you guys talking NBA. This is good. This is like a real professional Broussard Sheridan discussion you guys got going on. This is unbelievable.
Yeah, and I made it all up just like Sheridan did.
I got sources. Don't talk. I was in the car today. I heard Mike talk. He said he said the word "don't couch it" 30 times. I've never heard a man use the word "don't couch it" in terms of anything but like an actual couch. I'm like, what are you talking about? No couches.
Everybody's got a source.
He could go there if it's not raining tomorrow. What? I don't know what you're talking about.
And Monzo was going, his producer, Brian Monzo, was going off about that too. Like, I think Adrian Wojnarowski, whatever his last name is, Woj, was clarifying who broke a story, and Mons was like, "Who cares who broke it first?" And I was like, "Don't talk to kings like that. You should know better."
Come on, Mons, get with the program.
I saw your tweet about that. Everybody could pick all these NBA, even Heyman, baseball, basketball experts out of a lineup. Do you have any idea what this Woj guy looks like? I have no idea what he looks like.
That's a good question.
I have no idea what he looks like. And I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, he's just a Yahoo guy. Well, not a Yahoo. He's literally a guy from Yahoo with a million followers on Twitter.
I don't get. And I mean, I do this stupid. Well, everything I do is pretty dumb, but this stupid thing that I do on Twitter. How you know every time there's a breaking story,
oh,
they
this.
Text Woj before they tell the players. And it really feels that way. I mean, some of these players are like, "Oh crap, I got traded." Or, how did you find out? I was reading Twitter and I saw it on Woj's account. You know.
Well, the best that you saw on Twitter tonight, the big to-do was, you know, this guy Chris Sheridan that used to be with ESPN, he has his own site now, retweeted a fake, of course.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that was great.
To confirm his story. I'm like, when they invented Twitter, it's like, is this what they thought we would be doing at this time? Like, you know, somebody posted a picture the other day. If you type in Adrian Woj, whatever his last name is, into Twitter in a search engine, 50 fake accounts, all with one letter different. I say, who the hell got time for fake Twitter accounts? But I'm not going to say that because, you know.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Only an idiot would spend all day on Twitter.
Meanwhile, I'm like, you know, Oliver packed it today. I'm like, it's not really working out. Let me switch to something else.
Oh, this is great.
Has he stopped the fax of the day?
No, he had one. He had one today. That was great. His fact of the day today was: I can't stop laughing. Sorry. The fact of the day today was that: did you know that in Yellowstone National Park? Sorry.
Can't even get it out.
Yeah.
This is too good.
I can't even get it out because I was in tears. I'll have the audio tomorrow, I promise.
Yeah, right.
He said, did you...
Oh, my God. I think we're all dying here. This is good stuff. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, screw it. I got to get the audio. Hang on.
All right.
Is it better? My only one that I ever remember is, do bees have, you know, bees have knees. I'll just screw it with Mike at this point. Because
Oliver, the fact
is, we patiently wait for the audio.
Somebody posted on Twitter, he's got a real account, this Oliver. Not like a fake Oliver.
No way. Isn't he like 9 years old? He's got a Twitter?
Yeah, but he posted a picture with, I'm going to get this wrong, I want to say it was Huey Lewis, but I might have been wrong. It was just somebody
Huey
like,
Lewis?
It was some random guy in Long Island that, like, his dad took him to the concert, and he was like, hey, look, let me search on Twitter right now, Oliver Reinhardt. Of course, my stupid account, fake account's going to come up. But... Hi, Ava.
All right.
Hang on, guys.
Did you guys get it? Oh, okay.
Let's see. Oliver Reinhardt.
Oliver Reinhardt. Here we go.
Here. June 25th. Is this... Okay, this is at Sports Radio Mongo. Is
all
this
right.
The real Oliver Reinhardt? Yeah.
Good stuff. Oh, did you get it? So does he actually talk on the feature one time? I didn't realize that.
Apparently he leads a busier life than I do.
Oh my gosh. Good stuff. Hey, I didn't notice this. I didn't have the switchboard off. We have Timmy Russo on the line, fellas. So as
oh
our friend
God.
Umer.
Oh my God.
My God, the whole band.
The whole board's coming back. Let's get him on the telephone line. All right. So TR, welcome to the program. How's it going tonight?
All right. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah. That's
hey.
Good.
Yay. What's up? Is anybody alive out there tonight?
Yeah, I know. I couldn't be left out.
I like this. This is good stuff. The power of YouTube. Get
yeah,
everybody
my
together.
Gonna, my wife's going to kill me, though. My wife's going to kill me. We're packing. We're moving in the next day. So on borrowed time here. So.
Good deal. Congrats on the new house, man.
Are you staying within the state, or are you moving?
Just moving a couple towns over, Berkeley Heights,
nice.
In New Jersey. So, yeah, not too far. But, you know, like I said, I probably should be doing other things right now, but that's all right. She doesn't know.
You know, I actually met Chris Christie, okay? I actually met Chris Christie
We know.
Oh, man.
He sat behind me at something. Yeah.
Oh, the guys on Twitter saying we're uncontrollable laughter.
Yeah,
sorry
about
that. Could you calm down? If you don't like it, just change it out.
Yeah,
okay?
You get your own show if you don't like it, right? Good stuff.
Dude, you're banned.
Oh my goodness, we got a campaign from Roland's getting Oatman on the show. This is going to be just too good. If he calls in, I think the board's going to blow up. This is good. Oh my gosh.
I couldn't believe it when I tuned in. When I first tuned in to see the video, I see Dave taking, you know, like asthma, you know, medicine. I'm like, I thought he was going to collapse.
Oh man, I'm dying so hard. I'm laughing so hard. I have to get another puff, actually. If you guys can carry the conversation in a minute, I'll actually have to go get my other inhaler. It was so funny. When I laugh really hard, I definitely got to go for an inhaler. It's pretty crazy. So it just shows you how funny everybody here is. And mad props to all you guys. I mean, it's like...
Dave, what happened to that thing that we tuned into once on YouTube and you were broadcasting from a bunker of a map wall or something like that? What was that?
I think that's his job.
That's my office. That was my office, and I was kind of semi-legally going on the air there, just testing the equipment, and I just wanted to see if it was working, and I pushed the button to turn it on, and I didn't realize, I think this was the first time, right? I didn't realize that it went out to everybody. Like, everybody was watching it on Twitter, and I was like, whoa. That was a
I turned it on for, like, 20 seconds, and all I see is Vid looking at the screen. I'm like, what the hell are you looking at?
I tell you what, wherever that was, they spared no expense with the maps on the wall. I mean, just the most beautiful maps of, you know, Africa and Central America you've ever seen.
Oh man!
I was waiting for you to do the robot, Vid.
Oh, the robot, Vogue, like that. I remember that. That's good stuff. That was a good time. Oh, the Vid Vogue.
Dave, how was the rest of your New York trip? How was your Yankee game trip?
Oh my goodness, it was phenomenal. I mean, it would have been just so amazing if everybody was there for that. But even the group we had was a really great group. I mean, we had I think we mentioned the names already. You know, Cap. We had Lou in Hoboken. We had Oh Baby, and again, it was kind of cool to meet him. Like, we didn't really know what he looked like or anything, because we're not as familiar with him as the others. But he came in; he was a really nice dude. I mean, that was really cool. And we saw who I call Mortsies or No Label Diet Coke. He joined us, and couple quickies. Oh, it's just a great group, and it was nuts. It was nuts. I mean, you heard about the fight, right? That there was a fight right in front of us in the row right in front of us. And
how the girl wound up with your shirt, or is that
a true story. we were at the bar at the end of the night, and this girl wants to borrow my shirt. It's crazy, and she wants to keep it. It was just like that was out of control. It was just so funny. A Hawaiian shirt. I never knew
that. I have that picture saved on my phone. I'm ashamed to admit that, but I do have that on my phone.
I love it, Jared. I love that. Oh, man. The places we could have gone if she wasn't super hammered, if she was just completely almost right off the handle at that point. But other than that, if she hadn't been so pushed to the limit, man, the places we could go, Jared, the places we could have gone. That was kind of funny.
No, you said Cap. Cap went with you? Did I hear that correctly?
Yeah, Cap was in the house. So he was just...
Oh, my God.
How was the Yankee game? Just uncontrollable? Like, Jerome and Madden in person or what?
Oh, man. It's everything that you see on the board. Pretty much all of that and then, like, a little more. I mean,
Every pitch?
I don't know about every pitch, but it was pretty close to that. Like, he was just livid. Like, when they made some kind of a pitching move and... A couple of guys got on base, and he's like, you got to be kidding me. Can't believe this. Bleep, bleep, bleep. You know, just completely yelling off the people there from the bleachers. And, you know, he's like 900 feet away from everybody, so they can't even hear him. But it was just so funny watching him go crazy. He was getting mad at the fans because they weren't loud enough at the game. And then I agree with him there. I mean, the fans were kind of laissez-faire.
Oh, He's the guy at the game that yells at the other, would you shut up, would you? You know, that guy. Oh, my God.
Oh, he's got to be.
That's unbelievable. Oh,
but that's not surprising at all.
No.
Yeah. I wouldn't say so.
Hey, Dave, I'm a little offended. I'm still not on the guest list. What the hell's going on?
On the guest list? For what?
Yeah, I'm looking at the video. I'm seeing you on the video.
Oh, yeah, no, I've been too busy talking. Actually, I have you queued up. And it's I have to do all this myself. It's so crazy. Like, you get all caught up in the talking. There you go.
you don't have.
In fact, you got bigger letters now. I mean, gave you
a couple times. Yeah, you need a Mons. You need a Mons.
I do. I need a Victor. I need a Victor and a Mons, guys.
Yeah, you need a less douchey Monzo. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I had no idea he was such a douchebag like that. That's crazy. I just thought he just ran the program, and he still has his big old ego. Like, who is he? He pushes the button to get the people on the air. I mean, come on.
He's got a little, this is going to sound weird, but he's got a little mic in him. And you're like, hey, why don't you guys, all right, we know what we're doing. We're professional broadcast. All right, sorry. We're just, we're just guys on Twitter. We're stupid. I don't know.
Oh, there we go. I get top billing. I see it now.
Good stuff.
He's the protector of the egg roll.
Protector of the egg roll? I'll try this. This is good. I love this. Let's see if this all fits on the screen. I'm gonna put this on the screen. Yeah, it looks like I guess I got it all on the screen. You'll see it in about 30 seconds. But these titles are great.
The delay is phenomenal here. I'm watching this.
This delay is competitive with the stream.
We're on a delay for that reason. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this stuff.
Hey, Omer, you getting in any more Dutch Dawn, or those died off by now?
Any more what?
Dutch Zahn.
The Dutch Zahn.
That was a hit. Dutch Zahn was a hit, my friends.
Yeah, you know, the funny things about these trends are always the people who are haming with them. Like 12 hours later, like they just woke up and they're like, here's my country Zahn. And I'll read them in the morning. I'm like, hey, you're like really late.
Did you didn't do it? You didn't do a Brazil Zahn. That would have been a good one, did you?
Which one?
I think they
Brazil's on.
Did you do Brazil's on
yet
last night?
Well, no, we did Brazil's on.
Oh, okay.
We did last night.
Oh, yeah. I must have totally missed it. Yeah, damn it.
Yeah.
I mean, there was some of them we were kind of reaching. Like
Algeria.
I jumped right out of Wikipedia and like, all right, what do we got here? I don't really know much about Curacao, or, some random country. So.
Oh, my God.
I learned so many facts about these countries. I'm like, I didn't even know that happened in that country.
I'm going to take the random guy on Twitter, his word, that this happened. Or when, like, when the professional, journalist, the guy from the Times. I'm like, you guys have nothing else to do, but, like, which is great. I find it hilarious.
The best when the media people start doing their own, or they'll DM them to me because they don't actually want to tweet them out.
Oh, that's funny.
It's awesome.
Oh my! Have you got any more correspondence from the professionals at CBS Radio or anybody else? Or is that...
No. As of now, no. But I believe there's a warrant out for my arrest.
Yeah,
I'm just running from the cops till then.
It's when you say, if you can find me.
Yeah.
Your videos are still up there.
Yeah, I think like 400 of them are still up there. But I said I wouldn't upload it anymore, so I just started putting them out. Yeah, no, right.
Wow.
You gotta find something better to do with your time. Okay.
You waited 3 hours for that. That's good stuff.
All right, here. I have the fact of the day.
Oh, nice.
Oh, God.
Okay, we'll go cue that up.
You guys want to hear it? All right, I'm gonna play the fact of the day, and then I'm gonna hang up and listen afterwards because I got a kid screaming over here.
All right, buddy.
All right, here we go. Here was today's fact of the day. Apologies for all the laughter earlier.
It's unbelievable. Today it's, did you know that Yellowstone National Park contains 70% of the world's geysers? 70%. Right. I've never been there. I've never been. I've been to, I think, every... I think I have been all the years I did games for CBS and did all the stuff, traveled around. I think I've been to every state at one point. Yeah. I've been to some crazy places for the NCAA tournament stuff. I've never been to the Yellowstone National Park. Never have. Missed it. I'm going to have to do that sometime. Never been there.
Anyway, the reason why I found it funny was when I heard it live, he said that Yellowstone Park has 70% of the world's gays, and I was like, what the hell? And that's why I started laughing so hard. Anyway, the fact of the day is alive and well.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, long live the fact of the day, I guess. I stopped keeping track of it after.
So Mike's been to Alaska?
Yeah, that's right. I mean,
oh,
has
my
he?
God, Alaska's on.
I mean, clearly, he's been to every state, right? I'm pretty sure he hasn't been to Hawaii or Alaska, but that's fine. They don't count.
Why didn't you,
right?
Why didn't you read the fact of the day like it's like a hoodie-footy pajama for the 800th time in February? Like, it's like, he chose to do this, right?
Well, this kid must have some kind of terminal disease, right? I mean, Mike's doing like a favor for one of his son's friends or something, right? I mean... That's the only thing that makes sense.
Look, things got out of hand between his mother and I, so I had to pay the family back. Okay.
Oh, man. I have no other explanation for it, honestly. I thought he was just going to do it for like a couple weeks, and he's still doing it. It's been like almost a year now, right?
Yeah, one of the best.
It's been a couple months, yeah, definitely.
No, it's definitely been months and months. One of the best things, though, was... At FrancescaCon, there was a guy who we met, and I actually took a picture of it. He was wearing an Oliver Reinhardt Yankee shirt.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Is that
it was great.
There are Mongos, and then there's that guy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You've seen those pictures from FrancescaCon. I didn't go to FrancescaCon, but all those pictures, like, you know, that people made up. I'm like, are these for sale? These are unbelievable. It was like some, like, you know, it was like Game of Thrones. It was like, it was really well, like, I'm like, you know, the mediocre ones that we have, you know, that I put together, and we put together on this thing. These were like really well done. I'm like,
wow.
Oh my God. I don't know if they were for sale or just, you know, they know a t-shirt guy who threw a MySpace on it.
Man, just the level of Mongo you see at these things, you know, any kind of convention. I mean, you just think anything, you think of a certain threshold and it just raises the bar. I mean, I saw some clips of it too. Crazy. Quickly, your thoughts on Bizarro Zahn, because it's kind of a polarizing topic. We'll start with maybe Tim's first. What do you think of the whole thing? Like, do you think he's ripping off the board? What is your take on Bizarro Zahn?
Well, actually, I have to say I didn't really realize, I guess, some of what people are deeming infringement or something. I guess I didn't see that. So I actually thought it was pretty good until I heard some of that. But I have to say I didn't notice that myself. So I don't
know.
Okay.
All right. Ooms?
Well, yeah, I know a lot of people bring it up on the board, and I've asked him point blank. I said, hey, are you – I don't know the user. I think it was Tony Sperano or whatever – and he was like, no, I don't even know. He tried to visit the board once, but it obviously asked him to log in, and he was too lazy, so he never did it. So I was like, okay. He created that account after we had kind of joked about something via tweet saying, hey, you know, in Bizarro world, Bizarro Zahn is probably ready to tweak the Giants tomorrow. It was after a Giants loss. And then he created the account and said, here I am. And then when he created that video, I was like, holy crap, his voice sounds exactly like Mike's.
Right, right.
And so, this is just my opinion. I know the board disagrees with me on this one. I don't think that's him, and I've asked him repeatedly, and I've tried to, you know, prod a little bit further to see, okay, have you been to the board? Do you know these guys? Every now and then he'll ask me, he'll send me a message saying, hey, why are people you know, from the board asking me or telling me to apologize or something, I'm like, I'm not really sure what's going on. They think you're someone else, or you may be that person. So I'm not sure. I'm convinced that's not him, but whatever.
Rollins, I'll your take on Bizarro Zanna. If you're talking about Tony Soprano, I guess, is that the name?
Sperano.
No, he's dead.
Oh, he's gone. Now, he's been banned or whatever. But
yeah.
You know what? I can tell you. I know I'm a clown. I'm lost and all that stuff. But that's not Bizarro Zanna. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
And the way I know, it's kind of a long story, but I'm pretty sure that's not actually Bizarro Zanna himself. So I will go with that. Okay, Rollins, your thought on the whole Bizarro Zanna thing? I mean, how do you see it?
You know, I'm not speaking about the foreign activities because I'm not on pretty much ever anywhere. But just in general, I think the guy did a good job, and he seems like a genuinely nice guy based on the interviews.
Mm-hmm.
I've said this to Umar many times in text messages before. We've talked. It's funny how the population of the Francesa Khan guy, this is all stuff we were doing, you know, years ago, and nobody was paying attention to it. And I don't say that to mean, oh, we were doing it, and we copyrighted. It's just stuff that we found funny and we were doing years ago, and nobody seemed to care. And then it just became a thing. And part of it's Twitter, and part of it's WFAN Audio creating the whole, you know, monster, so to speak, whatever you want to say. But, you know, I never, like, the Francesa Khanna was, like, unbelievable. I cannot believe stupid Mike brought this big, popular thing. You know, but I look back at, you know, the things on Twitter and people using the word Mongo and, and you know, like all things that like Cap invented, all these things that we were doing years ago. I just find funny that other people are picking up on it now. But yeah, I never was like, oh, we did that. Don't you dare do that. Like him and the fake Mad Dog guy. I think I've watched those videos 1,000 times. I mean, they're hilarious, but you know.
You really, really hit that home. I mean, it's funny that maybe the board, the MikeFrancesa.com, was just ahead of its time.
Yeah.
Pioneers.
Exactly, yeah.
Pioneers, if you will, yeah. Founding fathers, if you will, yeah.
Who would have guessed?
And it's amazing now that with Twitter, the reach that this, you know, Mike following has. Because, I mean, let's be honest. We listen to this guy sit at a desk picking his teeth every day and all the dumb stuff he does. But it's not like we're changing the dial. We like Mike. You know, we hate Mike. We love Mike, all that back and forth. But it's amazing. Like people like Scott Van Pelt, who has his own show, but yet is a loyal Mongo.
That's crazy. I did not expect that.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Neither did I.
Did you see Neil Best tweeted out a thing about the ratings today? Did you see that?
I didn't see it.
No.
No, what did he say?
I mean, well, first of all, WFAN is destroying ESPN, which is not anything new. But they're almost like Boomer and Carton are killing it in the mornings. They're number two behind Z100, which is amazing that people
watch
Z100 that much still. But and then Mike is second to some Spanish station. In like the New York area, out of all the radio stations, Mike is number two. I'm like, he is, and for all the, you know, the flat guy, he just sits at a desk and answers phone calls. It's like he lost no steam without dogs. It's unbelievable.
That is unbelievable. That he's especially after 5 years, right? I mean, it's been 5 years being on his own doing the show, and it's strong as ever in the ratings. It's pretty awesome. I got to give him credit there.
I'm just waiting for him to add an element to the show.
Oh, yeah.
I'm waiting for him to add an element to the show to beat the Spanish network. You know, just coming in one day and be like, you know, we're going to add in, you know, this guy, Javier, welcome, how are you?
Elemento.
You know, or if he reads the fact of the day in Spanish just to reach the Spanish audience.
Oh, my gosh.
El facto la dia. Yeah.
He could bring in that, it's one of those Heat guys, you know, from Miami, like the Spanish Ira Winderman or whoever his name is.
It'll just be Ira.
It will probably just be Ira, that's right. Trying to read stuff.
I thought
you were
going to say the PA announcer, the Dos Minutos guy.
Oh,
report.
God.
The Dos Minutos
2
guy.
2 o'clock, here's the Dos Minutos guy.
Oh, boy. That would be rock bottom right there. Oh, my gosh. Too funny. Whew. Guys, this has been a dream. I mean, this is like the All-Star game right here. You know, we have the All-Star game coming up in, like, next week, but this is the real All-Stars right here. I mean, this is pretty phenomenal. I don't know how this happened, but you guys are great. I mean,
Do you need some more inhalers there, Dave?
I do. Can you guys carry a conversation for just a second while I go get one? I'm just going to go grab it. It'll take like a minute. The open topic.
It's funny you keep bringing this up, but I thought you were kidding. I think you're serious. Actually,
no,
you
I'm
need
pretty
go
serious
get some help.
In
go
this
ahead.
Particular instance. Yeah, I actually do have a mild case of asthma, and when I get really rolling, like I'm really laughing, I gotta reach for it. But I forgot to bring it out, so I will be right back. Do you want me to play Stepping Out? I mean, no, I'm kidding.
Oh,
carry on, fellas. I'll be right back. Though
got a real tweet about LeBron James after meeting with Riley. He's not meeting with any more teams. He'll talk with his family and make a choice. Oh my God, would you make a choice already, please?
Talk with his family. Yeah, I bet. I hope his 6-year-old kid weighs in.
with the stupid phone, whatever that commercial for. Oh, the
yeah,
Samsung,
yeah, exactly.
Right?
The Samsung Note. Yeah, the kid's like drawing on the phone. Yeah.
I think
actually
he's the
have
only
that
person
phone.
In America yeah. using the Samsung Note. So you have that phone?
I have that phone. Come on, man.
All right, so you
the next big thing.
What, do you get to draw on the screen? You have a
style? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I write myself notes all the time.
Do you really?
No, never.
Oh. No, this is a true story? No.
True story? Yeah.
Oof, we're back.
What do you think? The other day.
Wait, so if Dave doesn't come back in 10 minutes, should we call the authorities?
Yeah. Oh, he's there. He's
imagine
there,
if we
right?
all did random. You know, if Junk Band can't make it tonight, I think he will make it though. He'll be here in like a couple minutes. But it would just be funny if we all just decide to tackle the random questions ourselves tonight. If he doesn't make it, but what do you think that? You know, podcasting has a future. Like, can this end up being a big thing? Because, like, what do you think it would take to make a show like this? And, you know, this is certainly the great formative stages. But I was just thinking, like, if I made this
for
a WFAN-centric
like
show,
oh, yeah.
Like WFAN Tonight or something like that, would that have a huge audience? Like, what do you guys think of that? We start with maybe, like, just go down the line. Rollins, you can start it off.
You mean just in general?
Well, yeah, like, you know, I mean, right now this show is like the Dave show. But what if we just made it like the WFAN show? Because obviously we got a lot of juice just talking about, like, the board and the show. And so I just thought that was interesting to think about. Like,
I wonder if it's more topic-driven. If you, you know, is this the way you normally do it? NBA this night, FAN
right.
this night, you know, specific. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, FAN, I mean, there's only certain so much talk about, I believe.
Right.
So if you have... You know, guys like Umar who know the ins and outs of the NBA, or, you know, a couple of guys who know about baseball or, you know, one football season, almost like not to copy what Simmons does with his, you know, weekly picks with Sal, you know, with the over-unders and stuff like that, but something along those lines where you you guide the conversation, you know. I think that could be totally successful, definitely.
I like that. Okay. Well, I don't know. What do the rest of you guys think? Is this sort of just coming up with just other ideas? I mean, I think what we do here is fun, though. I think it's great. I'm just hoping that eventually it finds its audience. I guess that's the bottom line. So, I mean, Umar, I sent you a PM about that a while ago. Like, you know, do we make this a WFAN-centric show? And does that have material? Does it have legs? I don't really know.
Listen, first of all, WFAN has a show, okay?
Okay.
That's a good point.
Okay. No, but I agree with Rollins. I think, you know, depending on what's happening, like right now would be, I don't know what you would talk about if it was WFAN related other than just bashing Mike or, you know, making fun of them like we normally do. But if there's a big story or, you know, the whole paternity thing that would, happen, that, you know, for a couple months ago, you know, something like that happens, you know, then maybe you want to talk about it. All right, I got a kid crying here.
Ooh, don't worry, man.
Got to keep the kids away from the phones, okay?
Okay.
Tim's, any thought to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'd agree with what Umar just said. There is a show on WFAN right now, actually.
Yeah.
Right? If you just turn the radio on, it's actually on right now. But, no, I think that I think what you should do, Dave, is that you should enter the Fantasy Phenom contest.
Ooh.
I think you'd do great in that.
Interesting.
I think that's what you should do.
I like it. Now I'll go to the sporting goods store to audition. I feel pretty confident going to that. I mean, look at the cons that are on there now. I mean, Jastrzemski, who I think is all right, but I mean, you know, jokers like that. I mean, I could probably at least be even with those guys.
When is he on? I see him on Twitter, but is he actually on the radio?
Anybody know?
Yeah, I unfortunately get up at like 5 a.m. and he's on when I get up. It's either him or Tony Page.
Wow.
And occasionally Melissa. So when I'm taking a shower, I actually do hear him. So he's been on recently. So he does JJ After Dark. So he does Sometime When It's Dark Out, or he does Tony Page's slot. So
that's such a silly name.
Is the show listenable?
You know what? He actually isn't. He's not terrible. I'll say that. He's not terrible.
Okay. He's not terrible.
Not terrible. That's considered very upper echelon at the station, I think. Not
better than Melissa's? Better or worse than Melissa's?
Listenable.
Yeah, Mark just unfortunately.
Everything is better than Melissa's.
Oh,
yeah,
exactly.
Ugh. Man, he's filling shows.
Melissa's and Kim Jones?
Ooh.
See, the thing is, Jastrzemski, I don't think, takes himself seriously. And Melissa's obviously is up there with Mike, so.
Yeah. You know. And, you know. You don't realize how much he borrows from Francesa until you really pay attention to the show. And it's like, oh, my God. It's like he's like stolen his act, practically. But without the talent, it's just crazy.
Who was the other guy that won the contest?
I was just thinking of that. Anybody know?
I don't know.
Joe,
is there like a witch?
Giglio or whatever his name
is. Oh, was that the guy?
Wait, there's not a Wikipedia page that someone's updating with every day?
They all follow the Mongo accounts, by the way.
Oh,
I'm sure they've done it. Yeah, I'm sure they do. Probably in the studio, they're tweeting back and forth.
I love this. All right. Well, fellas.
I know, I'm looking it up right now. There's no Wikipedia page. This is, what a travesty.
Man, do you think they have Wikipedia for everything at this point? Crazy stuff.
Joe Giglio.
Sounds like a gigolo, my friends. But you know, that kind of business. Oh, man. All right, good deal, fellas. Let me see if I can get our friend Junkman to join the conversation, because I would love to have him interact with all of us tonight. So let me see if I can get him on. I have him online now. Let's see. Let's see if we can get Kevin on here. Do we play the jingle? Yeah, let's play the jingle. Okay. All right.
To the dance. It's
yes, we're all going to do this together.
Good stuff. In the city with Kevin on the game.
Had to be done. All right, we're in hour number two. Kevin, I have a whole party of people to introduce you to tonight. Kevin, how's it going tonight? How's it going?
The hell did I just walk into?
Hey, listen. We have Umar on with us, Timmy Russo, and
Junk
Rollins.
Man.
They're all here. Say hello to everybody, Junkman.
All right.
Hello.
I'll see you later.
Come on, Kev. Come on.
Too much pressure.
Oh, man.
It's world's colliding.
World's colliding indeed. World's colliding indeed. So, but how have you been, Kevin? What you been up to?
Just working, Dave. So what are you guys doing? Enough about me. What's going on over here?
Well, it's, I guess it's a celebration of video because, you know, we started doing these on these YouTube casts and, they all decided to call in. We're just shooting the breeze talking about, you know, FAN and its future or lack thereof or whatever. And we've just been pretty much talking about radio for the last hour. We talked about NBA. You know, where do you think LeBron's going, Kev? I mean, that sort of thing. It's just been
put
a lot
Dave
of...
on, you put Dave on. You put Dave on television, and just Hall of Famers just start coming out of the woodwork.
It's great. I tell you, man. Seriously, this is like the All Star team right here of the board. Am I right, Junkman?
Old, new, current,
yeah?
Former, everything.
I love
it all.
Yep. So I'm wondering, since we're all here together, I mean, do you have anything you wanted to ask of, like, any of the others, like Tim's or Ooms or Jared, a.k.a. Rollins, who I think you guys have met, right? Right, Jared, have you met
no.
the Junk? Oh, no, yeah, okay, sorry. I thought someone else. I was thinking someone else.
I haven't, no.
Yeah, you got to give me a minute to get my head wrapped around here before I start asking questions.
All right, buddy, yeah. But this has definitely been, I mean, we've got pretty much, I mean, you're a Hall of Famer. I mean, everybody, just about everyone here has either a mod or a Hall of Famer of some sort, so it's pretty cool. I just think it's just great to have everybody here. So what happened then with the 4th of July weekend? Everything was everything all right?
Yeah, it's fine.
Good stuff. Good.
We had a little hurricane. It was cool.
Yeah, I was hearing about that. Guys, did you guys have that problem too? Like, was it really blowing through your area? I mean, how was it in Rockland? How was it in New Jersey? Like, how was it in Connecticut? I mean, what was the weather like over the weekend? Because it did look pretty bad. Like, it looked pretty nasty.
I don't think it was that bad in Jersey area where I am. Mm-hmm. So must have kind of looped around. So
I gotcha. Umer? We have Umer on the phone. Is he still on this?
Sorry, I'm on mute here.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah, it was... we had some storms, but by the nighttime, it was actually okay. So we went driving around trying to look for some fireworks because that's what Mongos do on 4th of July.
Wow, and the rain? That's kind of crazy. Like, did they get them off?
After the rain, but, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, well, it's... pause. But it was, you know... It was after the rain. And,
okay.
Fireworks are in the air.
Wait, were you driving street to street looking for fireworks? Like, oh, there, pull over. Oh, wait, there.
Hey, I see lights.
I see lights. Oh, no, somebody just shut off their bathroom.
we heard fireworks in the distance, and I was like, let's follow the sound. And and we found them.
I like it.
Sound can travel pretty far, you know that, right?
Yeah, we're still looking for them.
Is
I
that a fact of the
them.
Day too?
You know.
All right.
Yeah. Fact of the day: sound can travel how many miles per second?
Did you know fireworks contain 50% gays?
They sell fireworks in the supermarket in Connecticut. Never did that until we moved up.
Oh my gosh!
How about that?
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 How about that? All right. I could ask Jared his response to that, but first I just want to get to Kev up. Kev, did you have time for anything like that with all the working hours, like the fireworks and all that business, or was it just simply work all the way through? And any babes during your work shift at all?
The way that it timed out here, I worked, you know, all day and everything, and then the heaviest rain and wind, everything came down on Friday night, mm-hmm. So it canceled all the fireworks. They moved it to the weekend.
Oh, okay.
To Saturday and Sunday and stuff like that. Yeah, so just the way it timed out, it just, Friday night was a complete washout.
Wow. Gee, that's kind of a bummer. But yeah, it was kind of like how it was going around the rest of the Northeast. So it's kind of just, it's a very unusual kind of a 4th of July. It doesn't usually happen that way. So how are you feeling right now? Like, are you all right? Like, have you been, like, are you still, you know, worn down from like last week?
Oh, I'm worn down from more than last week. But I slept about 14 hours, I think, on Monday. So
oh, nice. Okay. That's a start, I guess, right? You're getting you back on track. Good stuff. Okay, good deal. The rest of you, feel free to hang on if you want, but it's been really good to have you all on the program. I just wanted to just quickly let Junkman say hello to you all, and then I guess that would be that, unless you had a random question for us. But I just want to thank both.
Actually, sorry.
I don't want to sort of put a damper on, but I'm definitely going to have to go before my wife kills me so I can
get
moving again. So,
yeah. Me too. But this has been real. This has been great.
The moving truck's literally outside. So either you're going in the truck or you're
I'm suddenly not worried about CBS anymore.
All right, buddy.
No, but this is great, Dave, and I think that I wasn't kidding about the Fantasy Phenom thing.
Hey,
if that doesn't work out, I think the podcast thing or the YouTube, you know, chat thing, I think is a pretty good idea. It'd be pretty cool if you could get other people on the video, if you figure out how to do that and get the hangout going with multiple people.
Oh, that'd be really, that would be really good.
Yeah.
In due time. Yeah. I just take some engineering, but I think, you know, as long as Jim's not working engineering, I think I've got a shot. So we'll get that going at some
point. You got plenty of time at work. You got plenty of time at work, too, while you're not doing that. So.
Yeah, I suppose. Well, Timmy, good luck with the move. I hope it goes well for you.
Thanks
for coming on. I appreciate it.
Talk to you later, guys.
All right, buddy.
All right, take care. I'm going to bounce, too.
Okay.
Thanks for hosting, bud.
You got it, fellas. Bye, Jared. Bye, Umer. Bye. You guys have been great. Thank you so much. All right, take care of yourselves.
Bye, guys. Thank you.
All right, fellas. Okay, that's it for Umer. That's it for Rollins. That's it for Timmy. We've got the Junkman still. Chucky, I tell you, it was a real party in the first hour. It was really something. I think having everybody there, seriously, that was like the founding fathers of the board all joined together at the same time. I mean, have you ever seen anything like that before?
That's it right there. I mean, those three guys, as far as founding fathers and then people who are still around, that's it.
Yeah.
You got it.
Oh, my gosh. That was a thrill. It's like you start a show, and it's, you know, like Dick Cavett in his prime and Johnny Carson all walk in and decide to do a show with you. That's just really one of the best moments I've had on the podcast so far. And then, so it's a good time. So, Junkie, as far as... I don't know what else to talk about at this point. I mean, I had like all the sports stuff to get into, but you see, I think the greatest thing about this podcast is that the personality on the show can sometimes transcend just the major sports, because the topics are things that you can do when seriously, the topics are things that you can do just about you know, any show. That doesn't make your show special, but the people who come to the show and bring person, and of course you're a part of that. I'm a huge part of it. I think it's just you really are a driving force behind what makes the show great. I mean, the interactions that we have are pretty awesome, and so I think that's what it is that everyone remembers, and so that's why I love all the people that come on. So, you know, we've been on the air for like 4 years. It's crazy. Like, what's your take on like how the show has evolved over the time, over this time.
No, that's a good point, because like you said, the guys who call in are the different crazy rants that they call in with, or they have, or I mean, the five or six like stuff I remember isn't, like you said, isn't about talking sports, although that is a major part, and it's good stuff to do the preview. Your preview shows are always awesome. But, you know, everyone can talk about, spend hours talking about where LeBron James is going to play and all that kind of crap. But, yeah, I mean, just some of the personalities that you've put on, I mean, with, like, from the captain rants, and for some reason, I don't know why my brain goes to this, but I still hysterically remember Tom in Jersey calling up with Jimmer Fredette updates, like in the middle of the show out of nowhere.
Oh, man.
For some reason, that just absolutely cracked me up.
That was a riot.
Just like completely out of nowhere. That was, you know, that was just like those kind of little things I remember more than the sports talk.
Yeah, it's been a really fun time these 5 years, and so I'm really happy to be, you know, just involved in it. It's just the magic happens when great creative forces come together.
I obviously one of my favorite moments was the clown car of the week award or month award, but that Andy just totally crapped out on that one.
Yeah. I think I'm going to take responsibility on that, though, because I didn't, you know, I have to be more proactive in, like, asking him every month to come on, and I just forget. Like, it's on me. I didn't ask him last week if he wanted to do it, and he said he was, you know, out doing stuff. So I said, okay, no problem. I mean, it's no big deal. But I think, we'll get back into it. Certainly, I think as long as he wants to, we could probably resume that activity right around football season. That's what I'm hoping for anyway. Oh, I love that clown car. We have such good candidates, too, like these last 2 months. Oh, serious candidates. Oh, my goodness. I couldn't even – I mean, where to begin? Where to begin? Like, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you could go all over the place with this. World Cup, you have plenty of those, and everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, this month is obviously the lady who tried to steal your Hawaiian shirt, Yankee.
Hey, that would safely make the list. I'd add Squirrely Fella on the list from the message board. You don't want to know who that is. It's not worth your time or anyone's time.
Squirrely? You got a squirrel on the message board?
There's a guy. His name was Raceway Park Squirrel. And over time, most of us determined that he was the former Major World total troll, terribly insensitive poster. I'll just leave it at that.
Wow.
With
all this.
He's such a tool. I mean, that's pretty much all I have to say. I added him on mute a long time ago because I kind of sensed it from that point. Now, there was no way that people could, 100% easily prove it. But, no. I mean, it was ridiculous. Because, he was saying all the same stuff about his grandparents and hockey. And it's like, okay, it's like the same stuff the other guy used to do. So it's just... You put two and two together, and it became evident. So, it's in the past now. You know. Ugh. So, what was I talking about? I just lost total control of what, total thought of what I was talking about. But anyway, oh my gosh, Kevin, I need your gosh. What the hell was I just speaking about? I was talking about.
The lady who stole your tried to steal your shirt.
Oh, clown car of the month. Yes, thank you. Yes, so clown car of the month. Gosh, it was so good. That award is a good award, and I'm sure we'll come up with more candidates as we go along. And so, great times. So, let's get a follow up on those sushi ladies. How's the sushi business going in your seafood restaurant? Everything going okay with that?
Yeah, it's terrific. Sushi night was last night, Tuesday night.
Oh, nice. So they have it on a specific night. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's all them. I just show up.
Hey, listen, somebody's got to flip the switch, right? Turn on the lights, and I think you're pretty good at doing that. So good deal. All right. So let me think. What's the next question? Well, my next question to you... As I carefully observe the monitor, this is a pretty interesting setup. I just want to say this. I wanted to thank Umer and Rollins and Timmy for coming on tonight. It was just simply a phenomenal job by all of you. And I want to tweet that, but I'm kind of busy. I will do that in a second, but just once I get a chance to get to the keyboard, I will do so. But you guys were really terrific, so thank you. For coming on. Let's do it again sometime too. So that was really great. This is one thing about doing these shows, when you hit the summer, and I really felt it over the weekend, Saturday night, sports is dead. It, especially after the World Cup game was over around four, it was totally dead. There was nothing. I was like, that's like, there's nothing to watch. There's nothing to do. I was at my parents' house this weekend. And, I was just sitting there. I'm like, my sisters were all gone doing other stuff. My other sister was gone doing stuff. And it was just me and my two parents. And I haven't had that arrangement in a long time. It hasn't been just the three of us at my parents' home. And it was just weird. It was just I'm kind of stuck. I'm like, what am I going to do? And I was really tired, so I took a long nap. And I got up, and I'm like, I still don't know what to do. I was like, I'm really kind of stuck. So I went downstairs, and we talked for a while. We're like, you want to go see a comedy show? And well, we're not in L.A., so the pickings are slim. The guy, I don't even know if you know this guy, but The only guy that the guy that they had on at the comedy show in Ventura County, Craig Shoemaker. Are you even familiar with the name? Are you familiar with that name at all?
No. I'm sad to say I do not know that one.
Is oh, yeah. I guess he had a minor career. I remember his name because he hosted the Magic Johnson late night show, or he co-hosted or was some kind of co-host on that show. And he still like will occasionally do comedy here and there. Yeah, he's meh, you know. So we were like,
Magic
we put
Johnson a, had a late show.
You don't even want to know, buddy. That was
oh my goodness,
brutal,
gracious.
Abysmal, absolutely, just oh so terrible. It was just completely awful. I can't
he's
even tell
host?
You. Oh my gosh, oh god.
He's a host, or was he just like the producer of it?
No. Magic was the host. He tried to host a TV show for, like, a month, and it was so bad they just whacked him right off the air. I mean, you can't blame him. I mean, it was the 90s. It was right after he retired from basketball. It was just completely forgettable television. Just trust me on that. Just terrible. I mean, it was just awful. I mean, it's just crazy. I don't know what else to say. So, yeah, but anyway, Craig Shoemaker was in on that show for some reason, and we put a YouTube of him, you know, just to get an idea of what his humor is like, and it took us like 3 minutes to laugh. If it takes you three whole minutes to even laugh at the guy, then he can't be that good. I mean, it just, I think that pretty much sums it up. So then we're like, well, what are we gonna watch on TV? There's nothing on. It's just baseball, and it's like, no, that's not interesting enough, and so. We just decided to watch a movie on DVD. So I can give you an idea. I mean, that's how slow sports is at this time of year. That's why I always welcome, like, different ideas, like, different things. Like if you could – you're clearly not following sports that intently either around this time of year. So, like, what do you do? Like, how do you fill the time other than work, obviously? But if you're doing a show like this, like, what would be the kind of topics that would interest you? On a slow sports period like this one. Uh-oh. Did we lose a junk man? I don't even know where... What hit.
I think I got you back here.
Oh, okay. But anyway, can you hear me right now? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's better.
So, I guess my question is, like, what kind of topics would interest you during the slow period of sports? Like, what other non-sports topics would be of interest to you during a show like this? Like, what would you want to hear about? Like, what kind of topics would be of interest to you on, like, say, a Dave in the City or a Dave and Junkie in the City, you know, all that sort of deal?
I like being in the summer and all, even though... Only because my world is different, where we're so busy in the summer.
Right.
Where all the other posters and the people who are in the chat rooms and they have kids and they have summer breaks. I would love a 5 minute just this is what fill in the blank name what I'm doing on my family vacation. I think you'd get some pretty hysterical stories with some of the young fathers that we have on the board.
Ooh, this is good.
Or even if it's couples, like, you know, I don't know who has girlfriends. I don't really follow it that much, but, you know, somebody went on a cruise or somebody, you know, Andy took some random girl to Palm Springs. Like, so, you know, what I did on my summer vacation, sort of like a adult version of when you were in school and that was like your first project when you got back to school. You had to write a little essay on what you did on your summer vacation. I think it would be a pretty funny aside. You get some pretty good stories of Disney World nonsense or, you know, arguing with your kids about what to do or what beach, or my daughter won't put down her stupid iPhone. Yeah, little things like that I think would be entertaining.
Vacation stories are definitely a lot of fun. A vacation story was the inspiration for the movie Vacation. Like, it was just, like, based on a short story that John Hughes, I think it was. No, who was it that wrote that? Was that John Hughes? Or maybe John Hughes, that was inspired a different movie. But yeah, vacation stories are
I mean,
really good material.
Think about your your vacation to New York. It was we could fill many hours. So I'm sure everyone else has similar experience this summer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I have to work.
Summer Stories Podcast. I'm actually gonna make that.
You have your captain going down to New Jersey Shore, acting like he's a 19-year-old again. You know, things like that.
Oh man, Cap, you know, whenever he comes on, there's always good stories, no doubt. He's told
like
me
his eternal youth wouldn't be inspiring.
He's really incredible. You know, he's getting. I mean, he's definitely starting to enter. He's not there yet, but he's inching towards like middle age, like us. You know, like not old, but not young, like not 20s. You know, that sort of thing. But I'm wondering, like, is he? He's like getting it all in now, and I think it's so brilliant. Like, you know, get as much ham into your life as you can. Because it's seriously, it's going to all, you know? You did, right? Right, Junkman?
There's going to come a time in his life when he looks around and he is the oldest man in the club. And that's when he's going to call it quits. But until then, he's going to have a blast.
I love it. Yeah, it absolutely is the way to go. So, so we're all in a big summery mood. I love the season. I don't know if I said this... And I do love the winter, but this for me has consistently been my favorite season of the year. Cause at work, it used to be school, now it's work. It winds up being the time of the year where I can really relax and just work at my own pace and not get too many interruptions. And it's just a blast. I love it. Especially when you've got like some sporting events like Olympics. This year it's the World Cup. And then, you know, next year it's probably going to be the Women's World Cup. And then the year after that, it's going to be what? I think it will be nothing, but, you know, something's happening, and I think that's always a lot of fun. So I just think it's great. And then you can take vacations, which I'm going to do. I'm going to have a one-day vacation on Friday, and I'll be traveling to meet friends. You know, it's good stuff. That's what I live for. I live for those kind of moments. So with a summary kind of mood ready to go, it is now time for random questions here on Dave in the City. So, summer random cues. Send them to @DitCow. @DitCow. Right here on Twitter. And then we'll read them out and we'll answer them one by one through the course of this next hour. This next, no, half hour. So, send to @DitCow. And we'll get going. So, let's do it. Summer random questions. We begin. The summer of Dave and Junkman. So @DitCow, send in the random questions. We'll keep reading them, and we'll see what happens here. All right. Let's see if we've got anything so far. Nothing yet. But let's see. Let me ask you a question, Junkie. Why is the price of ice cream going up so much? Because, like, I used to be able to get a half a gallon of ice cream for about, I don't know, $2-3 or maybe $4. Now it's, like, close. It's, like, $6. And is it because milk is more expensive, too? But... milk is still kind of affordable. Like, I can get milk for like $4. What happened to ice cream? Why is it so expensive now?
What ice cream are you buying? Is it like the gourmet stuff?
No, I mean, I'm just talking about regular ice cream. Like, do you have Dreyer's or, you know, that kind of, or Breyer's ice cream over there? Oh, Breyer's you do, I'm sure.
I've heard of that. I've seen that in the store.
Yeah. But, like, you know, just, like, regular brands. Like, you know, stuff like that. I mean, they do have gourmet stuff, like Häagen-Dazs. I did buy some Häagen-Dazs yesterday. I had that tonight. But I'm just curious, like, do you feel that ice cream prices have skyrocketed, or is that just something in my head?
I, unfortunately, as you may imagine, have no clue because I do not eat ice cream. There are a lot of many, many things I don't eat, and that is one of them.
All right, so...
So as far as the retail, I can speak to you on the retail. I can't speak on the retail side. I don't peruse the ice cream aisle. However, I am in charge in some extent to a lot of our purchasing, and we have two of our locations have ice cream as part of the building, and ice cream in a... commercial setting is the most highest profit margin in any of our stores. It's unbelievable.
Whoa.
You buy those just 5 pound tubs, costs like $14 for the whole thing, and you get, I've done all food costs and all that kind of stuff, and when you add in the spoons and the cups and the sprinkles and all that other garbage, it is by far, like, in our one of our locations, you have the food, you have the fish market, and you have the ice cream. The ice cream is marked up at least 8 times. You've got your little cup.
Yeah.
Your little cup that you pay $6 for.
Right.
Cost us 50 cents, or something like that.
Yeah, see, that's why I'm confused about the whole thing, because I thought the same thing. I thought that ice cream had a very, very large profit margin. I'm like, it's milk and sugar. How could that cost so much?
And I go, and a lot of the things, I deal with people who complain about prices every day, so.
Right.
And the biggest principle, it sounds like, simplification of it, but it's the oldest law in the book, Dave, in business is supply and demand. And in the summertime, the demand for ice cream goes up. So people are going to, people will come into the store and they, especially locals, and they'll say, oh, you got your summer prices going on. Like, can't believe it. And
mm-hmm.
I'm saying, well, yes, obviously the prices are higher. We don't intentionally raise them because tourists are here. They get raised because the demand increases because the tourists are here. The supply doesn't get any. The supply is the same, and the demand is greater. So, there you go. It's just business 101. I've got the same amount of lobstermen that I talk to that I do in March, that I do in November, and they're catching relatively the same amount. But I've got 220 people coming through one of the markets where in April there was 80. So, there you go. It's just the demand increases. So to keep the supply and to keep enough for the customers, the price has to go up. It's just that simple. There's nothing more, anything more fancy or more complicated to it.
Yeah, I totally get it. Like, the supply and demand. And so I think it's a very good explanation, Junkie, especially from your point of view, since you don't actually eat ice cream on a regular basis. I totally get it. I was about to say the same thing about, like, the price of ice cream cones. It's like, wow, it's like $5 for this? It's like crazy. But I get it. No, you're right. It totally makes sense. Like, if people want it and people will pay for
it. Because more people in July and August are eating ice cream, it doesn't mean that there's suddenly, a million more cows making milk and stuff. It's still the same amount of guys. girls, I should say.
Right.
Making the stuff.
Totally.
I'm sure Ben and Jerry's is, they add some staff in the summer, but it's not crazy. They still have the same, relatively same expenses, but their products are more in demand.
Dig it. I dig that, man. Let's then begin with the summer random questions as we continue. We close the book on the subject of ice cream. Still no word on where either LeBron or Melo are going. I think Melo ties into LeBron, Bosch ties into Melo and LeBron, and Chandler Parsons ties into all three of them. So, we will see how that one goes. So first random question tonight comes from Mike, at QueensKid80. I imagine he was on the board once. I'd be interested to know if he was on the Mike Francesa.com, but let me know. You don't have to, though. Okay, his question is, favorite summer drinks? Oh, this is good. What is your favorite summer drink? Do you have a summer-specific drink you like?
I'm a big fan of the lemonade iced tea combination.
Oh, that's good.
Huge fan.
Arnold Palmer. I like it.
But it's not equal parts for me. I get to make it myself. My favorite deli around the corner from the market has like a self-serve fresh mm-hmm. iced tea, fresh homemade lemonade. So I get to control the mixture.
So how is what's your ratio?
Which I like. My ratio is probably 70% iced tea.
Wow. Okay. Mm.
Yeah.
It's a healthier version of it,
lemonade,
yeah.
A little lemonade in the bottom, and I, mm-hmm. the lemonade goes in like the first 15%, then all I see, and then lemonade goes in the last 15%.
Ooh, I like it. Good stuff.
So I get the same thing every day. Yeah.
Yeah, I think because iced tea by itself is awesome. Like, it's terrific to drink it even without the sugar. So more iced tea than lemonade is a pretty good formula. I don't think it's a problem with that. So it's interesting strategy. So I kind of like it. I'm actually surprised more people don't do that. But I guess they want to be, you know, rigid with it, so that, because if it's not 50-50, I don't remember exactly what the ratio is for an official Arnold Palmer either, but 75-25 is a good ratio. I like it. Okay. My favorite summer drink, I think pretty close to that. I mean, honestly, I was going to say lemonade, but Arnold Palmer is pretty good. And so I'm like, sure, why not? Let's go ahead and add a little bit of, why not? Add a little bit of lemonade to the iced tea, so... Or a little bit of iced tea to the lemonade. So I think I'll go that way. So I would just say we are in agreement. Okay, next question.
Nice.
Yeah, it's good. That's pretty good. I like that question. Thanks to Mike for that question. Question number two comes from Neil C23, a.k.a. In Blue Heaven from TMF.com. He asks, what was your best summer vacation and your worst summer vacation? It's going to take some time for me to think about. But can you remember a summer vacation you loved and one you just hated?
Wow, that's a good one.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, we went on the same vacation every year. So those are sort of all tied. So I'm not going to pick one of those because they all kind of get mashed together. But my favorite, my most memorable summer vacation, hands down, is when there was eight of us who have been friends since we were kids. We all turned 30. We all rented a house. Some completely... so out of our league, like house in the Hamptons with a pool, and totally out of character for us, in the middle of all their these big giant houses and the barbecue and the volleyball court and all this kind of stuff, and we just filled up cars with booze and food, and I think we left the house like once, like everybody was wanted to go to this bar and that bar, and we just had an amazing time with, at the time, no one actually had kids. There was a few people who had wives, so they came, and then we would just walk around the neighborhood, invite people over to the house, and play wiffle ball around it was an above ground pool, but it had a deck around it, so it slowly morphed into, wiffle ball around a pool, and people were jumping in, and we literally left the house one day. We chartered a boat to go fishing one day and then went out to dinner one night. But for the rest of the entire week, just stay there, hung out, told stories. And that was probably the last time all of us were together outside of, your random wedding. But you don't really spend time with everybody at weddings. But that was a solid 7 days in a row. That was really good. Barbecuing every night.
Not bad.
That was really fun.
Cool. That's that just sounds like a dream, man. That's pretty neat. Wiffle ball, beach time, and park time.
Well, I'll refer to it as its proper name, because after the first few innings, it became known as moat ball. Which is cool. I think it's the moat.
Oh, like Yankee games, right? Like Yankee games.
this was even before that. This was even before that. So yeah, wow. we were very. Excited to invent moat ball and talk about it often, and every once in a while when I have a chance to get back on email and stuff, and once in a while thread between these seven guys discussing the rules that we invented. There was like 50 different rules that everyone after the first night could recite, at the drop of a hat. It was pretty funny. The wiffle ball hits the the chimney of the house. It's double, but the guy can't tag up. I mean, I don't even remember half of them, but it was pretty funny.
It's like making up the rules as you go along, right?
Right. You make up the rules as you go along the first day, and then for some reason everybody remembers them the next day. You can, if you popped up the ball over the pool and they and a fielder jumped in and caught it, you know, the game was over. Or something. It was something ridiculous. Or, like, your runs went down to zero. They're just completely insane things that just – it's amazing that we remember them all during the course of it.
That's pretty – yeah, that's wild, man. That's pretty cool. That's a really good story. I won't even – unless we can save the worst one for, like, a little bit later. My best summer vacation, oh boy, I don't know. There have been some really good ones. I mean, I think this one, like this year's summer vacation is actually pretty awesome. I might actually put this one as my favorite right now. I mean, last year was great. I mean, I moved into Santa Monica. That was pretty awesome. I could say probably this year is my favorite summer vacation because a lot of very exciting things happened and a lot of other exciting things are going to happen. So I went to New York. I'm going to, at some point soon, visit my friend Jacob Rosales. I haven't seen him in years, so that's going to be pretty awesome. And then later, I'm going to go with my family to Vegas, so that'll be great. That's in August, so that'll be fun. Watch some Dodger games in between, because I can't watch them on TV. But you know, that's. I think this summer right now is probably one of my favorite summers, because we've got this new revolutionary TV show. Now we're on TV. Like, this is just a whole new step. I think it's just really a lot of fun. So I would say that this is my favorite summer right now. Worst summer vacation? I guess the question was about, like, school vacations or whatever. And the worst one, I don't know. There's, like, one that I had either around junior high or high school where I felt like I didn't do anything. That might be the worst. Yeah. So I might put that up there. And there might be the one also, I think that was the year 2001, the summer of 2001, where I tried to get a job and I worked at this really old, this really old, failing vacuum shop that went out of business like the month I was there. It was just a mess. Terribly run place, it seemed like. So that would might have been the other worst summer ever. It's the worst summer that when I worked at.
What the hell did you do at a vacuum store?
I was supposedly
were you
running.
The repairman?
Well, I was supposedly the accountant there, and I did it all on paper. They didn't have computers. I mean, this place was a joke. I don't want to say joke because, like, a family friend kind of ran it, but it was bad, man. It was brutal. At one point, tried to make it fun by bringing my radio and tuning to, like, one of the sports stations to listen to, at that time, the Jim Rome show while I was running the books. It was just a mess. Like, they had no chance. They were way in debt, and I was doing everything through paper, and just, I'm like, that was an unsalvageable situation. And they tried to pay me. They gave me a check, and the check bounced. I mean, that place was a disaster.
You were the accountant. You couldn't shift some funds around.
Oh, I know.
Get paid.
Oh my gosh! It's a memory that I certainly don't want to bring back up too often. But it was crazy. I mean, the people were nice and everything, but it just was just such a terribly managed situation. And it was just, like I said, it was just kind of like a sinking ship in a way, and not surprisingly, again. The vacuum store closed. Like, they were done. Like, they had no shot. And that was the end of it. So I moved on and did other stuff and then went through school and all that. So moat ball, though. That's a fun time. I love to look up some imagery of the moat ball.
There's talk of doing it again for when we turn 40.
Oh, nice. You got to make that happen. I mean, if we can get all the founding fathers of the board back together on a podcast, I believe the moat ball is within your means. I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
Yeah, that'd be good stuff. Okay, so next question, random questions tonight. I'm Dave Medina. This is Kevin on the Cape. Send them in to @DitCow. Or go to the blogtalkradio.com/Dave in the City chat room and write your question, preceded by the question word. Does that make sense? Oh, no. Write the word question followed by the question itself at blogtalkradio.com/Dave in the City. Now you see why I do this on – this is why I like the Twitter idea, because it will – it is easier to explain on the air at DitCal if you want a random question. There it is, you know. Let's go to the random question, see what we have next. Okay, here we go. Question. Have you ever ridden or driven in a car for more than 24 straight hours? Under what circumstances? Was it like a family vacation?
No, it was not a family vacation, but I have ridden / driven in a car for longer than 24 hours in a row. There was three of us driving from Washington, D.C. to Denver, Colorado, a long time ago. So it was just sort of, we didn't never stop, never stayed over anywhere, just traded off driving.
Wow.
I mean, we stopped to eat, you know, and get gas, but that was it.
That's pretty legit. When I was very young, my family and I, my relatives and my family, we got in a van and we drove all the way from L.A. into Mexico to visit our family there. We had family in Mexico, and we traveled through like four states and eventually made it in. So we were definitely on a drive in a van for more than 24 straight hours. It was just a crazy time. But you
I've
know, we had some
I've
fun.
Also driven a straight. I've also driven a straight day alone.
Wow.
It was 12 hours each way. So that, I guess that counts from New York to Detroit and back in the same.
And you didn't stay the night or anything?
No, I did not stay the night.
Wow.
Got to Detroit, turned around, came back.
Now, what was happening in Detroit that had you travel all the way over there?
In a just total random circumstance, a friend of mine's parents had a T-shirt company, and they had accounts with some NBA teams. That, you know, to do like the free giveaways, you know, the first 10,000 people get a silly T-shirt.
Yeah.
And they were getting too old to take these long trips, and they had an account with the Pistons, and I went down to Brooklyn to their shop and loaded up a van with boxes and boxes of T-shirts and drove straight outside of Detroit, where, you know, Auburn
the Palace
Hills.
Of Auburn Hills, yeah.
And, you know, dropped the T-shirts off, got back in the van, drove back to New York.
Oh, my gosh. They had to have paid you decently for that. That's outrageous. They just make you drive all the way over there for a game? That's crazy.
Well, it was one of those things where, part of the deal was they gave me money just to stay in a hotel and to eat and stuff. And I'm like, well, I could just make it back and keep the money. And they were cool with that, and I was like, I'm just going to do it in one day.
Wow.
And the weather was good, so there wasn't any, you know, it was towards the end of the NBA season. I remember it being April. And the most amazing part of, I got there the day before the game.
Right.
And I pulled into the arena thinking it would be completely empty because they weren't playing that day. They were playing the next day, and it was packed. And there's guys in cowboy hats and cowboy boots and everybody walking around, and I'm wheeling these T-shirts on this stupid little hand truck, and I'm looking at bulls and clowns, and the rodeo was at there. I'm looking around going, this is Detroit. What the hell? Where am I? And they were having the rodeo, you know, the day before arena.
That's not something you'd expect in Detroit, but how about that?
No.
The rodeo of all things. Crazy. I mean, no disrespect to rodeos, of course. I'm just saying. But it happens, you know. Okay. Wow, that's a story. That is a story. I'm still like, they didn't have UPS back then? I thought they did. This is 1988, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't know how much the shipping would have cost. It was a lot of boxes.
Oh, wow.
I bet you paying me what they did, and it was probably less than what it would cost to ship those things, if you think about it. I mean, they were there was had it was a decent sized van. It was probably 30 boxes of T-shirts in there.
Whoa.
There's probably a good 8 or 10,000 T-shirts in there, so wow. I mean that's a lot of weight.
Oh wow!
Would have lost a ton, I think.
Incredible. Now you didn't have to load it, right? Like you just drove it.
I didn't load it, but I had to unload it.
Ooh!
It was loaded when I got there.
I see.
Yeah, they gave me a silly little hand truck, and the security guard, those dopes, were like, "Yep, just bring it over here." They didn't help me.
Jeez Louise! I don't know. Now, would you say that having done all this? That it was worth all that work for the money? Did you feel like that was worth your time and worth your time and your effort?
Oh yeah, at that time in my life I was really young. At that time in my life I got paid in one day what I probably got paid in 3 weeks.
Oh really? Okay, that's cool. That's
my regular job.
Oh, no, that's cool. That's cool. That's good to know. I mean, that's interesting to denote that. I'm sure, you know, when you've got the time for it when you're young, certainly not a problem. Okay. That's cool. Okay. And you've got a story. Like, you've got a story you can tell for years to come, so that's pretty cool. And you got to – too bad you could meet the Piston players at that time. That would have been fun. They were good back then.
Yeah, and that was right after the brawl. That was the – I think it was the April after.
Which brawl?
The whole – the Ron Artest.
Oh, this is not the 80s. You're talking about the brawl. Oh, yeah, the brawl with Artest and all those guys. Boy, that's an indelible moment. So this is not that. This is not that long ago. We're talking about this is like 10 years ago then. I was thinking like 25 years ago.
Yeah, I think it was 2000. Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was five. Yeah, wait a minute. Well, yeah, it was like 2007? No.
No, earlier than that. It was because I came. I was in college when I saw this going on, and they were replaying it on SportsCenter when I got home. I was commuting back from college, Cal Lutheran, and I was coming home.
I'd be one of those guys. I could totally be getting my years mixed up.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was the year because like 2007, I think Artest may have been either with Sacramento or with Houston, but at that time he was with Indiana. And, yeah, that was like – that left a black eye on basketball for a little while. And it was kind of like when basketball really was hitting its snake gear in terms of relevance and popularity. It was just not a good spot. But now it improved a lot in the 3 years since that. And but that was like crazy. Like they're going into stands and everything. It was just – and you went like after that. So I can't – wow, that's – that blows my mind. That's pretty cool. Okay. Dang. This even boggles my mind even more. Like, you know, they didn't have, like, they didn't have some arrangement. Like, you know, like FedEx for that. I don't know. But anyway, next question. This one comes from Scott Zork, NHFC80 on Twitter, at NHFC80. Sundresses or shorts? And I'm sure they mean on women, not on you, Junkie. What's your preference?
I'm glad you cleared that one up. Like gym shorts?
No, I mean just like shorts, like women wearing tight shorts, regular shorts.
No, I don't like that. Sundresses.
Sundresses?
The way to go.
Okay.
Shorts are cool. I mean, I don't know. No, the sundresses are nice. I like those.
Cool. Cool.
You don't see a lot of them out here, actually, though.
Really? Why is that?
No, out here, down here in the summertime, now you're in the morning, everybody's running or biking, so they got, like, their little tight things on.
Mm-hmm.
And in the evening, in the afternoon, they're coming from the beach, so you know what that brings, and then they get dressed up at night to go out. So you don't see that many. I guess you see shorts, but no, not many sundresses.
Huh. Wouldn't have realized that. We get them a lot here in California,
though.
Yeah,
it's a little weird about it.
Hmm. Well, I
actually prefer, if I can choose choice C, I prefer my morning drive to work when I am watching all the runners running and there's like black tight shorts or yoga pants that they tend
yoga
to wear.
Pants and workout pants, volleyball shorts. Oh, that's good. That's good. And I see that a lot too on the ride over in the bus and all that. You know, people running around. It's good. It's a good time. Yeah, we're kind of picking nits here. I mean, it's all great. It's all beautiful imagery. I'm not gonna complain. The sundress or shorts or spandex or yoga pants or bikinis, it doesn't matter. It's just a great time of the year, period. So with that, wow, that's it as far as time tonight. So what are your plans going forward? Do you have will you have time to take a vacation or any kind of excursion out of town or anything like that?
In this July and August, absolutely not.
Oh, dang. Okay. Well, it's like basically your season, right? You know, it's like NFL season. This is like your max seafood season, right? These 2 months?
Yeah, it's probably, in the store I'm currently in, it's probably half the year. In a lot of places, it's closer to like 70 or 80% of their year in the summertime. But ours, we have a nice run through the holidays. So our store is probably, the summertime is probably half of the year's total, but not as dependent on the summer as some other businesses out here. But it still is, obviously. It's just, I mean, half the year in 10 weeks is a lot.
I gotcha. Well, hopefully it's an eventful time and a productive time for you guys over at your workplace.
Yeah, I'll try to mix in some fun.
Yeah, I like it. All right, so that's all the time we've got. I'm trying to come up with a fancy caption to send us off, but enjoy summer, I think, is the best I can come up with. So anyway, Junkie, it's really been a lot of fun having you on tonight. Thank you again for your time, and certainly we must do this again next week. Hopefully we'll have a lot of good material to cover, NBA stuff, all that business. So have a great week. Thank you again. Your continued contributions are very I'm very grateful for. Take care of yourself, man. Let's keep in touch.
You too, brother. Talk to you next week.
All right, bud. That's Kevin on the Cape. And that is our show. Good to have you all here. Thanks to everybody who joined us tonight. It was a big list. Umer in Rockland, Jared in Connecticut, Timmy Russo from New Jersey, Kevin on the Cape. I'm Dave Medina. See you. I have a wonderful rest of your week, and we'll see you next time.